Cherry Wine by Gold Hearted Sky, read by Cookie Mom 6067. I'm out front, let me in. Andy pauses, toothbrush half in her mouth, as her phone lights up and the message appears on her screen. She heaves out a sigh and spits into the sink, rinsing her toothbrush quickly. She winds her way through her flat, tapping out a quick message before unlocking the deadbolt on the front door. Buzzing you up, doors open. She presses the lower button on the intercom next to the door, counting the seconds in her head until she's sure Booker's gotten through the entryway. It's quiet for a couple more moments as Andy perches on the arm of the couch, waiting until the elevator door dings and slow, tired footsteps echo in the hallway. There's another pause at the door before it finally creaks open and she finally gets a look at the inevitable damage. There are a couple of new, deep scratches across Booker's jaw, hidden in the scruff of his beard, and some bruising around his throat that's quickly turning from red to deep purple. But it's the splitting cut carving down from his left eyebrow that looks the worst. A shaky breath punches out of her chest. "Book." "I'm sorry for not calling first," he mumbles, crouching down to untie his shoes with trembling fingers. "I know it's late. I thought we could get past it, and I wouldn't have to. But then she..." Booker's hands pause on his left shoe, and a rattling sob suddenly catches in his chest as he presses the heel of his hands to the sockets of his eyes. I'm sorry. I just... Every inch of Andy's chest feels tight and aching as she sinks to her knees in front of him, wrapping her arms around his broad shoulders. "You don't have to apologize. Not to me," she whispers as Booker buries his face in the crook of her neck. "I gave you an open invitation for a reason. Doesn't matter what time it is, as long as you come here, if it's safe." Booker nods weakly against her as she combs her fingers through his hair. "Now come on, let's get you cleaned up." She hates how familiar this is. How many times she's had to patch him up on nights like these? How routine this is getting. Andy hates every fucking second of it. Booker takes his place on the edge of the clawfoot tub, shoulders slumped and gaze fixed on the space between his feet as Andy sets out the antiseptic wash and bandages. The running water breaks the heavy silence, but it's not enough. "What was it this time?" she asks quietly, squeezing the excess water out of the washcloth. Booker closes his eyes and refuses to make a sound, even when Andy gently presses the cloth against the scratches on his face. "You know, it's not like I haven't heard all of her bullshit excuses before." She manages to clean the dry blood out of four of the scratches before Booker finally relents, ducking out of her reach. He blinks quickly, a stray tear dropping down to the tile floor, and mumbles, "I forgot our anniversary." It takes every bit of composure in her body for Andy not to react, as much as she desperately wants to. "I think she was just toying with me, just seeing if I'd remember," Booker babbles hollowly, eyes bloodshot and hands shaking as he grips his thighs anxiously. "It's been 5 fucking years, and I always remember, but I haven't fucking slept in a week because we've been fighting so much, and I don't even know what day it is, and I just..." He shakes his head, as if he was the problem here, and looks up at her with more shame than she's ever seen. "I just forgot, Andy. I didn't mean to forget." Andy sinks to her knees between his legs, clasping Booker's face between her hands. "Look at me, Booker," she says, firmly plastering that facade of strength onto her face to hide how much she's breaking inside. "This isn't your fucking fault. Just because you forgot your anniversary doesn't mean Leia gets to do this to you." "But if I hadn't, it's not your fault," Andy repeats, salt water creeping down the back of her own throat as she struggles to hold back her own tears. If I was your wife, you could miss every single one of our anniversaries, and I still wouldn't think of treating you like this. Booker finally meets her eyes, and there's an undeniable longing in them, a silent plea of, "Don't let me dream," at the thought of her in Leia's place. His hand comes up to wrap around hers, thumb stroking over the steady pulse in her wrist, and there's a moment where Andy is sure he's finally going to kiss her after so many years. But then he stops. Then he retreats, just like he always does. His hand falls from her wrist and Booker looks back at the ground, a broken, "I can't, I'm sorry," spilling from his lips. "You can and you should," Andy wants to scream. But there's nothing she can do right now. She's been begging Booker to leave Leia for years now. Hell, they all have. But he still hasn't, still can't. And every time he shows up at her apartment with a black eye, or more scratches, or another fucking concussion, it only sinks that knife of desperation deeper and deeper into Andy's core. Booker doesn't deserve this. And she just has to stand by and watch it happen. The cut above his eye bleeds the second Andy sets about cleaning it, slowly seeping crimson down the high curve of his cheekbone. But Booker doesn't even wince at the pain, just stares off blankly as she glues the cut back together. "Thanks, Andy," he mumbles hollowly as she carefully tapes over the wound with the butterfly bandage. "For this, for everything." She forces a thin smile and kisses the top of his head quickly, murmuring, "Don't mention it." Her hand lingers on Booker's shoulder, and Andy can't stop her fingertips from ghosting over the bruises around his neck. "Should I want me to make the couch up for you?" He shakes his head, rubbing at his swollen eyes, and Andy has truly never seen him look so tired in all the years that they've been friends. "I can't," he says, avoiding her gaze as he hauls himself to his feet. "She's going to be more pissed if I'm gone all night." "Book, you can't go home right now, not after she did this to you," Andy says desperately as she steps between Booker and the bathroom door. "Hell, you shouldn't even go home at all with the way she's escalating." Booker's jaw clenches as he grits. "I can't leave, and you know it." "You could if you just, Andy, I can't fucking leave," he shouts, eyes going glassy as he slams his hand on the counter. "You know what happens if I leave? Leia takes the kids and says I hit her first, tells the cops that I beat her in front of the boys, and I go back to prison for 5 years, if I'm fucking lucky." Booker's body shakes with anger and frustration, and Andy can't stop the bitter tears that rise in her eyes. If she lies about what happens, and they believe her, which they will, I lose my boys. I wouldn't be able to get custody or even visitation with the new laws. A broken, sobbing laugh rips out of his throat as his face crumples in despair. "I'm fucking trapped, Andy." There's nothing she can do. There's nothing either of them can do. With Booker's police record, with Leia's terrifying ability to twist any lie into a believable truth, with the sheer size difference between Booker and his wife, there's no denying how easily leaving could backfire on him. Booker's right. He's trapped with no easy way out. Every time Andy thinks there's some option for them, the laws change. And they're back to square one. So all Andy can do right now is close the distance between them, wrap her arms around Booker's body as the dam breaks, and let him cry into her shoulder, all his grief and hopelessness seeping out in hitching breaths and hot, fresh tears. She's not sure how long they stay like that, wrapped up in one another, but it's stopped mattering anymore. She'll stay here as long as she needs to. "Just stay the night," Andy murmurs into the crown of Booker's head. "Let me have one night where I don't have to worry about you. Please Just give me that, even if I can't have anything else. There's a desperation in her words, and it seems to weigh heavily on Booker. His shoulders sag even lower as a trembling breath carves its way out of him, and he finally croaks, "One night." The sheets on the couch remain folded, abandoned for the close comfort of Andy's bed as they lay side by side next to one another. Their noses are barely 2 inches apart, but it may as well be a mile with the way Booker is looking at her. Eyes full of that same conflicted longing that had been there before as Andy carefully traces her fingertips over the ridge of his brow and the rise and fall of his cheekbone. "I wish it could be different," Booker whispers, as Andy's fingers brush over the scratches on his face. "I wish we could just..." His words fail him, as a tear pools at the inner corner of his eye, another spilling down his temple to soak into the pillow. I love you, Andy. You know that, right?" Andy nods, imperceptibly erasing that distance between them in one swift motion as she suddenly throws all caution to the wind and kisses Booker. It's soft and chaste, but no less a promise. Every "I love you" that they have held back because of this impossible situation passes between them in a heartbeat, flooding from her lips down into Booker's throat. If Andy only gets this, if it's only tonight, it'll be enough. Booker's eyes flutter shut as he finally relents and kisses her back, fingers tangling in the dark strands of her short hair. His grip tightens, as if he's afraid that if he lets Andy go, he'll never have her like this again. "I don't want to go back," he breathes against her lips as the kiss finally breaks, every syllable slipping further and further into a terrified panic. Booker's hands shake as he pulls her close again, their foreheads pressing together. "God, Andy, don't make me fucking go back to her. You're not going anywhere tonight, understand?" Andy promises, as empty as she knows it is. The morning will come eventually, and she'll have to watch Booker crawl back to that house and his boys and his goddamn bitch of a wife. And Andy knows it's going to hurt even more this time around. She can't keep doing this, but she has to, because the only other option is losing Booker entirely. "Just be here with me," she hums, drawing Booker to the safe, warm center of her body. "Just for tonight. Be here with me. Nothing else matters." Andy listens to his breathing even, feels his body slump against her as Booker sinks into the mattress and continues to hold him even when she's sure he's fallen asleep. The hours creep by and Andy just lies awake, wrapped around the man she loves. Because what else is there to do? She can be a shield, be a safety net, be the tender love Booker deserves. But only here. Only tonight. If it's all she gets, Andy's not going to waste a moment of it.
It looks ugly.
The end.
But it's clean. Oh, mama, don't fuss over me. The way she tells me I'm hers and she is mine. Open hand or closed fist, oh, I'd be fine.